What?
What is happening right now?
That was your cue to say.
But my intro, you said it's time for.
I was waiting for. Da-na-na-na.
Oh. All right. I want you to, okay, let's try it again. It's time for. Oh, come on.
You should have left it.
Oh, my.
Just go. So now, Greg, I didn't know you were going to do that, but I have one for you.
Uh-oh.
A few episodes ago, we did a blind taste test of macro beers. So I today stopped off and got a bottle of what turned out to be our favorite macro beer, Bud Light. What would you pair?
Whoppers.
With that? Whoppers. Really? Yeah. That was a really quick answer.
Yeah.
I feel like he's done this already.
Whoppers. The macro beer, due to its minimal flavor profile, you don't want it to go away, because otherwise you do eat a chocolate with it and all you're going to taste is the chocolate. So what's nice about a Whopper is it's just that slight coating on the outside of the chocolate. Then the inside with a malted milk ball gives you more of a mouthfeel experience that makes the integration of a light macro beer with a Whopper actually taste pretty good.
Wow.
Sounds like a good Super Bowl pairing.
Hmm. Do you have any Whoppers with you?
You know, I did, but they were a little old, so I had to throw them away.
Oh, man.
So I've not replenished my Whopper stash yet.
You bought it,
but
I'll take a sip.
But a Whopper is a milk chocolate-based product, so I would suggest maybe a... do a Wilbur Bud with this.
Ooh, all right.
As well, since because it's light. You got to go something light. Anything of a dark nature, and you're going to taste no beer whatsoever, which God, there's not a whole lot to taste.
I was
going to
say,
anyway.
With this, that's... Yeah, I hate the way this pours, by the way.
But that's why Whoppers works, because it creates more of a mouthfeel experience than necessarily a combined flavor taste experience.
Do we have to do this? That vanilla... White chocolate and sour was so good. I don't want to like.
And now you're ending it with a Bud Light.
Really?
We should have done this in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it though. I'm all in.
I'm trying it.
Did you give Greg some of the beer?
You know what? It actually kind of tastes like peanut butter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back on mic. Yeah, it tastes a little bit like peanut butter with the Wilbur Rudd. And I actually.
Wait. I just got a text from Rich that said, I thought he meant a Whopper from Burger King.
That would work, too.
Very, very nice.
Where'd the buds get to? The Wilbur buds, I should say.
Mm. Yeah, be specific.
Yeah, I bought a second bottle of this for God knows why.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It is easy to drink. I will say that. I could see the malted milk ball, though. I see where you're coming from with that, and I can imagine.
Because when you have this bud, it's a lot of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Whopper, just kind of gives you enough chocolate to where you're getting the flavor of it, but then it's the interaction of the malted milk ball and the beer, because it gives you a little carbonation kick, too.
Right. I can imagine it gives a little like creaminess.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
I really get peanut butter, though.
I got a little peanut butter, yeah.
You're right. I shouldn't have done this.
We can always cut this
that's
out.
That's true. This would be an outtake.
Like I said, you can't ever go wrong with any beer and chocolate pairing.
I love how he didn't even hesitate, though. He's the master pairer. He can even do it with
Bud Light.
Now you have to just manage your expectations with those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course. But again, it creates more of a mouthfeel experience than anything else. But